Hello and welcome to Space City Nerd number 157. And I haven't said that in, what, a month or so? So it kind of
Yeah,
feels
it's
good.
been roughly a month.
So when we last left off, we were supposed to have our anniversary show or award show for 2016. Bad things happened. It didn't go up because it failed. But this time we're back again for 2017 with a huge switch up to our format. Now you'll only be getting the SCN podcast once a month, and we realized that 2016 we kind of just went all over the place, and as much as we enjoyed doing that drunkenly, we decided to focus more on a better path. So you'll be getting the SCN podcast once a month now. Every month we're going to feature a new person to interview, someone that we think is really making a difference in the world, not just environmentally, but creatively and such. But we're also going to supplement that with another podcast that we haven't quite put down the name for it, where we're going to be doing a I don't know, what do you, is it a study group?
Yeah, it's like a study group sort of thing that everyone can participate in.
Yeah, so we'll be doing different media. I think our first one is going to be Fabian Ronichal's Space Writers Volume 1.
Probably.
We'll post that up and let everybody get a chance to look at that, which is an excellent series, especially if you like kind of Mad Max and Guardians of the Galaxy like mashed together. But today, since it's our first episode, sadly some of the crew couldn't make it tonight, so it's just gonna be Rex and I.
Hello.
I mean, you've got the best of the crew on here, but whatever, you know.
Oh, that's us.
That's what they get for not being here. But tonight we're gonna have a very special guest. Since we are Space City Nerd, we are bringing along Space City Farms, which sounds I had no idea they existed until a couple of about a month or so ago, and what I found was something really awesome. It is what it sounds like, farms, and they are in Houston, and like I think they're like 3 miles west of downtown. And I mean, usually when you think of farms, you think of these giant expanses of land where you plant vegetables and all that. How could they like squeeze that into the Heights? I think it's the Heights. Yeah, 3 miles
Yeah,
west.
it's looking like it.
Yeah. And we'll have the answer when we bring them on, because we'd like to let them talk to you about it. It sounds like a product sale right here, but I really, really want to buy one of their products whenever I get the chance. Actually, we're planning to get a new house before like the house market just completely crashes and goes nasty later on in the year. But we're planning to buy one of these for our house, and that way we can have all the veggies that we want and stuff. For now, before we bring them on, how's your 2017 been, Rex?
It's been pretty like uneventful, which is good compared to like 2016. Like the last week, all I've done is school and read spoilers for Resident Evil 7,
Which are you
and
excited?
that's I'm. Oh my God, I haven't been this hyped for anything since I was like a teenager and Doom 3 was coming out. It's gonna be a long week waiting for it to come out, but they're launching it like a day early, so I get to play it all day Monday, and I'm off and. Oh, it's gonna be good.
I think my version of your Resident Evil 7 is near. And
Yeah, that's coming out soon too.
while you were telling me that you've been reading all the spoilers, the only spoiler I know from Nier is that they had a fake butthole on there for one of the
Yeah.
characters.
Good.
That's all I know. And that it's sad and what's her name? Tabata? No, not Tabata. Is it Tabata? I don't know.
Oh man, I don't remember.
But yeah, I'm excited for that. Other than that, 2017 has also been uneventful, and let's keep it that way for a few months while we catch up from 2016.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know in a couple of days we're gonna there might be some drama going around with the inauguration, so we'll see what happens with that.
There's probably definitely gonna be drama, like there's gonna be drama.
Oh yeah. But I mean, I'm excited for 2017. Lots of things going on, and of course, we get to relive all our annual events once again that we enjoy so much, including Comic Palooza. Hopefully, we'll go to Classic Games Fest this year, Anime Matsuri, and like the Houston Zine Fest. All fun's at Whatever Fest also. We should try to be unfunny again at Whatever Fest.
That would be great. It'll be fun.
I think people were waiting more for the midget wrestling than paying attention to us.
Yeah.
But it was
I got to yell at people. I like yelling at people from on top of a stage, so
did they have one last year?
No, because they moved it to this year, because they're doing it not in the winter anymore. They're doing it relatively soon, or yeah. I want to say they're announcing, like, a lineup or something, but no, it didn't happen last year.
Yeah, I think because it was, like, butt ugly cold the when they did it last time, because it was in November.
Yeah.
And I remember freezing to death when we watched Gore.
Oh, that was so bad.
Especially you, since you're tiny, I still have my bear fat around me.
Mm-hmm. So. That night didn't, like, really, like, bring warm clothes down, and it wasn't, like, it was weird, because it was, like, one of the first trips I had made back down to Houston after I moved, and I wasn't quite used to the, oh, I can just go home and get warmer clothes.
No, you're in the middle of downtown, so.
Yeah.
And so now we're here with Gary Maltz, the owner of Space City Farms, to talk all about Space City Farms. Hello, Gary.
Hello. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. Excellent. We just saw video of the farms, and we're super impressed. Why? I don't know, Rex. Do you like it?
I'm looking at pictures online too, and it's just like, wow, this is ridiculous. This is so cool. How does this happen?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, mm-hmm. For the people that don't know, what is Space City Farms?
So we're an urban farm. We grow leafy greens and herbs about 3 miles west of downtown Houston. We're growing in a really small, confined space, and so we're growing up and not out.
That's like future stuff, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. Hence our name.
What's your background in farming, or what is it?
No, actually, I'm a photographer.
Wow.
By trade. Yeah.
So what inspired this then?
So I'm glad that you asked. A few years ago, I started growing on a residential tower. And I've kind of found it's been difficult to find great tasting, nutritious produce at the supermarket. And so we started growing about 4 years ago on a small tower, and I was sharing it with friends and family, and they kept asking, well, where can we get some more? And so we were selling towers, and I was just very inspired by, I guess, by everybody wanting more, and I just wanted to share this with everybody.
Oh, so now that explains the pictures on your website. You took them, or did you?
Yes.
Nice. They're good pictures. Like, yeah, it looks so good.
Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I actually saw one of the towers in person. I went to the Quichada restaurant for their market. That was really cool. They sound so calming also, because they're basically fountains, right?
I'm sorry, one more time?
They basically sound like fountains.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how these gardening towers work?
Yes, so there's a 20-gallon reservoir base. It holds water and the nutrients, and it pushes the water. It's got a little pump, and it pushes the water up to the top, and it cascades down, hitting all the plants.
And so that eliminates the need for dirt?
Correct. So there's no dirt. It's a food grade plastic, so I'm trying to watch out for anything that's leaching into my food and my water.
Mm-hmm.
So, we chose food grade plastic as the medium, and, it utilizes the sun and, electricity.
That's so neat. So you don't have to get your hands dirty.
Exactly. There's no weeding or tilling or anything. It's great.
Oh, so I grew up in a small town, Santa Fe, Texas, And when I was growing up, that's what I hated the most is weeding, because my parents used to grow like citrus trees and everything else, and I have this like phobia of weeding now because it's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's my least favorite like thing about garden work too, because my dad had a garden growing up, and we'd have to go weed it, and it was such a pain. Ugh.
Yeah, it is. Joining us right now is Gary, is another one of the members, Ryan. He's a little bit late, but hello, Ryan. Welcome to the party. Gary's here from Space City Farms to talk to us.
Hey.
Hey Ryan, how you doing?
Hey Gary, doing great.
Now this is
Excellent.
going to be good also because Rex is studying to be a nutritionist, and Ryan and I have discovered healthier eating.
I was studying to be a nutritionist. I haven't been doing that for a while, but it's okay.
Okay, never mind. Well, he knows about it. Well, Rex has what is it, celiac disease, so
Yeah, I have celiac disease, and I
stuff.
come from that sort of background,
So
like a nutrition
stuff without
background.
gluten is right up his alley. So this is perfect.
Nice. So I'm actually gluten intolerant and dairy intolerant as well.
Oh, wow.
So this has really helped me kind of change the way that changed everything for me. Because I have to watch what I put into my body.
Yeah.
And being able to grow it myself and not spraying with anything really helps me to do that.
Yeah, I can imagine, because it's one of the things, like, I feel like buying any product in the any grocery store period is such, like, when you have intolerances and allergies and stuff, it's like playing around in a minefield half the time doing grocery shopping. And I spend way too much of my time doing research and stuff on like food products and things that I want to buy. So yeah, no, I can totally see. I've thought about growing my own stuff myself, and I've been eyeballing the tower this entire interview, and I might get one soon.
Nice.
Absolutely. They're very easy. You can put them together in about half an hour. They come with everything. They come complete. And the company actually does a they sell it without interest for 12 months. It breaks down to about $60 a month for about a year, which actually pays for itself in about 6 months, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, one tower, how I remember the I don't remember exactly the figure, but what was the amount of vegetables you can grow off of one tower?
You mean the amount of plants or the
Plants,
amount of
yes.
vegetables? So you can grow between 20 or 28.
Nice.
And those are all different types of vegetables and fruits. So the only thing we can't do are rooted vegetables, like carrots, sweet potatoes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
That makes sense,
but
though.
who cares about that? We just want leafy greens.
Absolutely. And herbs. Don't forget your herbs.
Herbs. We need
Yes.
herbs.
Yeah. Herbs, I feel, are almost more important than leafy greens sometimes. I use a lot of them.
Yes.
Speaking of herbs,
Oh, God.
Ryan, you had a question?
Well, are we allowed to ask?
Let's say
Is there a way?
it was legal in Texas because it's gonna happen eventually.
Eventually. Can you use a tower recreationally? That's the worst way to put it. Okay.
Yeah.
It is the worst way to put it. I'll put it this way. Colorado is our number one selling state.
Oh, very cool.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Is there a market over in like Washington State now, since that's also,
Yes.
and I guess California, Florida. Dang, we're like last.
We're not going to be last. I think in the next 5 years we'll be medicinally approved.
Gary's just waiting
That's
for that
awesome.
okay, because he's like, I'm gonna be in the
Right.
There's a new niche market.
Yeah, so personally, what is your favorite vegetable to eat off of the tower?
That's kind of a loaded question. I've grown everything from tomatoes, zucchini, squash, Cucumbers. I'd say cucumbers are one of my favorites. I love the tomatoes, and any of our leafy greens are amazing. Our cilantro is second to none. It's incredible. It's delicious.
I love cilantro.
One tower that's completely full, that's ready to go to market, and I've got another one that's in the process. We've just planted. So my towers are a little different than the residential towers, being that they hold 44 plants instead of 28.
He's got the big guns.
So they actually, yes, exactly. They actually go up to 9 feet instead of 5 feet.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
So it's a little bit bigger operation than the smaller towers, the residential towers.
Forgive me if you already talked about this, but I'm guessing a lot of people who are interested in this probably like the people who live in town who are more of a townhomes that have very, very limited space. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, we could do this both inside and out.
Oh, cool.
They have lights that can go on the towers. So if you wanted to do it inside and you didn't have any space outside, or in some of the colder months, when it freezes, you can bring them in.
Oh, just put it in the garage and then.
Yeah, exactly.
That was very cool. Yeah, so I live inside the city, and pretty much my yard, my bedroom is bigger than my yard. And so there's a few places that I can put stuff, but like my wife basically has a little shelf, like a metal shelf right outside our front door, and that's where she puts all her herbs, and a bunch of stuff. So this is really cool for people who live in the city. And the reason she does that is because her parents live in Friendswood, and they have a big yard, and her parents are retired, so they just like hang out in the backyard, you know, just planting cucumbers. And so every time we go over there, like, here, get some freshening of vegetables.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. So when you said you can put them inside, can you actually put them inside your house?
Yes.
Oh.
So pretty much they just they make a sound like a water, like a fountain. And so that's really cool. And then you just have it cycle like the day. So the lights will come on at during the day and then go off at night. So it's not too bright.
And I'm guessing depending on what you're growing, it'll smell really good too.
Yes.
It would be just awesome to just have like pick a tomato right outside your kitchen. That's so badass.
Yeah. Like the more I think about it, it's just like,
And then just take a bite out of it.
Yeah.
That's actually one of our favorite things. We just go outside and pick what we want to eat, and it's farm to table. It's fresh.
It's literally farm to, like, it's like 2 feet away from the table. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Rex, you had a question about the farm to table thing.
Yeah, actually, I was wondering because it said on y'all's website that the chef's farm to table thing. Are there any restaurants where we can like eat the vegetables at right now?
So right now we source to one. It's a food truck called Consumed Food Truck.
Ooh.
And currently they're open 3 days a week. They're at around the corner. They're at a couple bars, and they're also at Axelrad's on Friday night.
That's a prime spot, and too.
So you can check out their website at Consumed Food Truck, and we love working with them. Justin and Michael are awesome, and they are foodies, and they love to cook. And it's amazing for us to go there and to – it's one thing to grow your own food and, you know, to bring it inside and to make it yourself, but it's another thing for a real chef to cook it for you and to serve it, and you're like, wow. It's pretty awesome.
I bet. Like, that just sounds cool.
And then aside from that, you guys have a farmer's market you do every week, don't you?
Yes. So currently we're consistently at the Meyerland Farmer's Market. And okay. We're also at Eastside.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can get your fill of Space City Farm veggies there if you don't have a tower yet, which we all must get. Is this, I mean, in your opinion, does this reduce the carbon footprint we place on the Earth?
Absolutely. So one of the best things about this is that it uses 90% less water and less land. So, you know, taking a large farm, we can do we can do a lot more in a small amount of space. So instead of using all the farmland, we can actually use the vertical space.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely saves on the carbon footprint.
Not only that, I mean, when you go to like a regular farm, it smells like shit because of the manure that they have to put on. Now you're saving some of the methane output also.
Yes, for sure.
That's awesome. So since this only goes on liquid, can you grow your foods like in a super way if you put Gatorade because it has electrolytes and that's what plants crave?
That's what plants crave. Goddamn.
Electrolytes. Gatorade. I don't think the Gatorade's going to work on these.
Too much sugar in it.
What if it's Brondo? Gary, have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yes, I think so.
That's what I was referring to.
Nice.
Nutrition-wise, does the Garden Tower provide any additional benefits?
Yes. So it grows 50%. It grows about 50% faster than conventional gardening.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it saves time. The University of Mississippi actually did a study from farm to table, from seed to table, actually. And they're known for agriculture. And so they took something, their soil is very fertile. And it's ideal in ideal situations. They did a study, you know, side by side with the tower versus in the ground. And they showed that it grows 50% faster, using 90% less water and less land. So, I guess the nutrition value was that it was either equal or better than in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we're lacking today in the U.S. is nutrients. Mm-hmm. We're a nutrient-deficient nation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since, like, our grandparents have grown up, the FDA has actually increased the our fruits and vegetables intake. I think it's up... It's up to like 9 to 13 servings. And way back in the day, it was a lot less because
it was like 4 to 5, I believe.
Yeah, they were getting their nutrients in the food they were eating. And we just are not.
Wow.
And so I'd like to bring that, you know, back.
And I think is it because of the modified vegetables that we're eating?
That's one of the reasons, yes. And the other thing is most of the stuff that we get from the grocery store is trucked in over 1,000 miles. So it's coming in from California or Mexico, and it doesn't have a chance to vine ripen. In other words, it gets picked weeks before it's supposed to. And so when you compare lettuce or kale from the supermarket to the stuff that we grow here, you'll notice that ours can sit in the fridge for up to 3 weeks.
Whoa,
and it doesn't get, you know, slimy and moldy versus I've got a lot of stuff from the grocery store and it's just nasty after a week.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, you're getting me all hyped up and I really want one of these.
You definitely need one.
No.
Absolutely. And the best thing is it comes with me.
Wait, you come with each one of them?
Absolutely. I'll come over there and help you guys set it up if you need it. Cool. I can help you guys with support and that kind of stuff.
Awesome. And just a quick question. When is the Meyerland Farmers Market?
The Meyerland Farmers Market is open every Saturday, rain or shine. And it's from 9 to 1. They're located at the Lutheran, the Pilgrim Lutheran Church. It's on the, it's on Beechnut, just south of, it's on Chimney Rock, just south of Beechnut.
Very cool, very cool. We should should check you out. That's not too far from me, so I might check that out. Meet y'all in person.
Awesome. We'd love to finally meet you as well.
And for like if we want to go ahead and grab one, how much is like the cost of one of the residential ones?
So the residentials, they break down to about $60 a month with everything that you need. And there's no interest on that.
Cool.
Yeah, and you can check it out on my website at spacecityfarms.com.
And if you really like to eat vegetables, I mean, I know we spend, like my wife and I, we go to the grocery store every week. We spend quite a bit on vegetables because we make sure that's like a mainstay of our diet. Because what you said, we need those nutrients and all that. So, man, yeah, that'd be cutting our costs a lot.
Yeah, it. They say that it pays for itself in about 6 months. If you're eating organic and and the stuff that I'm doing is amazing. We love going out there and just picking our own stuff and eating it and just enjoying just the taste of it. It's great.
Ryan, you can make your superfood breakfast smoothies. Like you can just walk out and put them in your Ninja blender.
I can just literally just pull it out from the tower and just put it into my blender and I'll be like farm to blender.
Ryan, what do you like to put in your smoothie?
I usually put baby spinach and then I sweeten it up with some berries. I sometimes if I feel like I wanted it a little sweet, I'll put a little bit of yogurt, but usually with water.
Cool. That's good. Mm-hmm. So you should come by and try our kale. It's really, really good. It's not bitter like most kales.
Cool. That's actually my thing with kale. It's like it's bitter, and then the consistency to me, it's like it's really rough for me to eat. But if it's more fresh, I'm pretty sure I'd probably dig it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's also not as like rubbery.
Okay, good. That's actually the texture of kale is actually my main concern. My main complaint about it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely an issue for me as well. And then we also grow a lot of bib and romaine lettuce. One thing that we're really known for is living lettuce. So when we go to the market, we sell with the roots still attached.
Oh,
nice.
So that allows it to stay fresh longer. And you just kind of pick it, you know, whenever you're ready to eat it, as opposed to, you know, having it all cut.
Mm. Cool.
Well, Ryan, I know what you're going to put in your backyard.
Well, what? My back, I have no backyard. It's literally like 2 feet between my house and the fence.
That's what I was going to
say. I probably put it in the front.
What are the space requirements for one of these?
So it needs about, the actual space that it needs is about 3 feet.
Okay, I see. That needs
front. And it just needs sun.
Okay.
So we're actually growing in our front yard because of the light. It's the best light there. We enclosed about 800 square feet, and we've got 880 potential grow slots.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. So we know that we don't have to worry about like the Houston winter freezing it over, but the summers, are they hard on the plants?
The summers, we've gone through one summer, we actually, we bought it's called a Luminette. It's a cover that you can get, and, it shields the plants, from the heat. So, I mean, I was still growing kale and, some of my leafy greens through the summer.
But I'm sure compared to like the height of yours versus like a residential one can just pull it to the shade for a little while.
Yes. Yeah, I've actually been growing on a residential one for the past 4 years, and it was in my front yard the whole time. And I didn't use the Illuminet at all. you know, to shade it.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So there's a lot of hope for Houston, and that's one of the reasons why I got into it. I just thought I did a lot of research on all the different types of hydroponics, aeroponics, a lot of different types of growing mediums. And I've just found that this one is the easiest to grow on, and it allows me to grow different plants. Most of the other ones, you have to grow the same thing.
Mm.
And so that was kind of a hindrance to me because, you know, I don't want all the same stuff when I'm growing for my personal use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That variety just makes it worth
variety.
It.
Variety, yep.
And so, oh, Ryan, Gary's a photographer turned farmer.
Cool.
So Ryan's our photographer friend.
So. Oh yeah, I'm that the guy.
Nice.
And so you know, you said you were talking about not being able to do rooted plants. Do you think in the future that'll be solved?
It's so easy to just put them in the ground. It won't be solved through this growing medium. You know, through the towers, only because they need the support and they need the ground. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there'll be, I think there'll be other ways to grow them.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for joining us. I was interested in a tower when I left Cuchara. Now I'm even more interested. And I think Ryan or Rex are also salivating at how much veggies they can eat in a week.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Well, we sell them in, you can buy a single tower or you can buy a family of three. You know, you guys are always welcome to come by here and check them out.
I'm just going to go over there and eat straight off the tower. I'll be like a caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm super interested. Can you get sick from eating too much vegetables?
You can get as sick, I guess.
You can get sick, but just eating too much, period.
It might, depending on the vegetable, it could do some weird things to your bowel movements, for sure.
Right. Well, that's, you know, if you can deal with, you know, sitting on the John for a little while, then, you know, it's good for you.
Oh, and making it come out green, because, like babies.
Mm.
Right? No.
We're making it come out.
Nice.
Yeah, with the vegetables still in it.
I thought corn was the only one.
Mm-mm.
What's that? Great?
One other thing I'd like to mention to you guys is that we just got word today that we've been accepted to get on to the Greater Day Houston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Cool. And so they're having a we're doing a live shot next Monday at the farm. We'll be featured on Great Day Houston with Deborah Duncan.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. You know why that happened, Gary? Because they heard that you were going to be on the Spacey Nerd podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
Yep.
Of course.
We beat them to the punch, though, so don't worry.
Yeah, but you guys didn't want to do video.
It's too beautiful. Uh-huh. We're too ugly, and you and the garden are too beautiful.
Speak for yourself.
Well, thanks a lot, Gary, for being on the show. You can find Space City Farms at the East End and the Maryland Farmers Market. And what was the food truck?
A consumed food truck.
Consumed food truck.
And of course, the website is spacecityfarms.com. Not spacecitynerd.com, Space City Farms. Part of the Space City conglomerate family, whatever. But, thanks again for being on the show, and we look forward to trying some of your greens soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
It's been thanks for being on.
Great talking with everybody.
So, I guess out of all of us here, we're going to buy one of those?
I'm really interested. I'm probably not going to buy one in, like, the next few months, but probably soon. I'm probably gonna, if we have some money from the tax return once we do our taxes, I'll probably put some money into that. But $60 a month—that's pretty good. for something like that, and then you just keep on, and I don't have to freaking, like, for the basic vegetables, I don't have to freaking go anywhere for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, like going, like I was saying about that we're leading a more healthier lifestyle when it comes to eating, that's the one thing I get lazy about. I mean, we can pack all the, like, the meat, we'll buy, like, a big, we'll buy it, like, in bulk, and then freeze a lot of it. And then, you know, just pull out the chicken or whatever we need when we need it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Then I get lazy about having to go to the store to pick up vegetables because they went bad really quick in the refrigerator.
Okay. See, I go to the grocery store every day, so cause I'm one of those people.
No, but it's just the laziness of going there. I hate going to the grocery store. I don't mind going to the grocery store, but if it saves me a trip, I enjoy that. And like we were saying, okay. I think that's the American dream, just going to your backyard and grabbing food and coming
yeah.
back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I go grocery shopping like every Sunday, like at like, that's like the first or second thing I do. And then I'll just have food for a week, eat it, then I'll do it every Sunday. Yeah, I'm just like, it's just like, that's the thing I do on Sunday is laundry, grocery shopping. Yeah. That's the two things I have to do every week on Sundays.
Yeah.
I just, I love vegetables. Like, I think I started getting a better palate for them. And and now I just can't get enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I was proud of myself. I passed bacon, macaroni, and cheese to mm-hmm. get, like, steamed broccoli.
Oh. Yeah, no, Five out of 7 days, I will eat really good, and then like, it's bucket weekends. That's all I was.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to do. And I know I used to drink a lot of beer last year, and this year I've been cutting down on it a lot. Except for like one day, I'll just I don't want to say I binge drink, but I drink more than usual compared to the rest of the days of the week. So, but enough about me. Ryan, how's your 2017 been?
It's been really good. I mean, y'all probably still sick of me hearing from me about it, but I'm training for a half marathon I'm doing in March 4. So that's actually really, 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 really cool. So just that's it. I mean, I'm also trying to clear my house with most of my shit because there's so much shit in the house. And I've been reading this book called like the Zen whatever by Marie Kondo, or the KonMari method, which means basically if you have no emotions about this one thing, throw that shit out.
Yeah.
If you it doesn't fill you with joy, or that doesn't have like, you know, meaning in your life, why do you still have it? And just because memories doesn't mean anything. So you'll have those, memories of that thing. So.
Turn those memories into memories.
Yeah, memories. And then also every space, and I'm still pretty bad about this because I have like shit everywhere in my office right now, but like every space must serve a purpose. Like, why is that thing there? Why is that vase there? It's because that's its place. And yeah, so yeah, I'm trying to read through it. And plus I need to purge a lot of my stuff anyway, since I have like all my fat clothes that I need to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think actually, Ryan, did you know that guy, when he wrote that book, he was just really jealous of his
girl.
Neighbor? Or
girl.
Female, sorry.
Yes, it's Marie Kondo.
Oh.
What up?
Yeah, she was just very jealous of other girls because they had such cool stuff. And she wrote that so people would get rid of their stuff.
Well, it's Japan. Japan gets rid of their stuff like a lot. Like I remember my dad's uncle who was like a laborer in Japan. They said they would troll around rich Japanese neighborhoods for like stuff for like if they like, oh, the new VCR came out, I'm just gonna put the old one out, and he would get cool stuff. they throw shit out constantly. That's country is all about throwing shit out.
Well, right now I'm gonna be in line to when you throw out your whiskeys, just let me know, I'll pick them up.
Okay. Yes. I'm quitting alcohol anyways
for like 2 months.
We'll see. We shall see. No, it's just 6 weeks. That's what I'm gonna do. Just 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's like
I planned it to be like January 22nd all up to March 4, and March 4 is the race. So, just trying to be, you know, like the picture of SpongeBob, and he goes, "This is what a peak human peak male physique looks like. You know, who cares what you think? That's why I want to be. That was a meme, you guys.
Oh my God, look at us. We're all grown up. This is, the SCN podcast is matured.
I don't know. I'm on my second soda since we started the podcast.
What are you drinking?
HEB Vanilla Coke, because it was seasonal and they're really cheap now and they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you, I can't stop.
Weren't you in love with like the peppermint soda one?
I think it was last year. It was last year. I bought the peppermint soda as a joke, and I was like, this is going to be really shitty, and I'll take social media posts about, like, drinking this shitty soda, ha ha ha. And it actually wound up being really good. And
when you try to punish yourself, and it is actually really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their vanilla Coke is really good, too. They did have the peppermint soda this year, but I didn't buy it nearly as much as I bought the vanilla Coke.
Peppermint soda. Oh, that tastes like. I went to a cafe once, and they're like, "This is spearmint. This is a spearmint smoothie." And I'm like, "Let me try it." I'm like, "This tastes like fucking toothpaste."
Yeah, like most really flavored things, like they run the risk of tasting like toothpaste. And I feel like 90% of mint flavored things do taste like toothpaste.
It's Colgate in milk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, so like we mentioned before, you know, this is going to be our new format. Once a month we're going to be doing SCN podcasts with interviews and, you know, short little bookends to finish off the show. And this, the second show that we're going to be putting out is going to be our unnamed do we decide on a name?
No, not yet.
Okay,
yeah, we added like a couple that were in the running, but
so yeah,
it's gonna be the Ohio Mark, the show.
We're gonna we're gonna be doing reviews of different types of media, beginning with Fabian Ronkel's Space Rider. Excuse me, I had a brain fart for a second. We're gonna be starting up with that, and we'll feature different movies, different games that we all sit together and watch or read or play. And you can do it with us because we'll announce the project, the theme for every month at the end of the show. Next week, though, since we're working on getting the schedule started, you will hear a wrestling episode from Sean and I, because the Royal Rumble's happening, and that's something that we like to talk about. And also breathe
in. Yeah, it's happening in San Antonio, right, or something?
Yeah, I was tempted to go, but I don't know. PAX is also happening that weekend, so it's going to be insane.
Yeah, there's a lot of my friends on the Facebook feed who got into PAX, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to sell this so I can go to Royal Rumble.
Wait, PAX is this weekend?
No, the weekend 28th and 29th.
Yeah, that's the weekend of the... Yeah, so that's going to be a busy week for San Antonio.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy week in my work because all the people, like, traveling to San Antonio.
I think the San Antonio Rodeo is that same weekend, too.
Probably.
Yeah. If that's the case.
Like, is that the preliminaries for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo?
What, in the San Antonio?
I guess. I don't know. I just thought that ours is the best rodeo.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Our rodeo has Megan Trainor and Florida Georgia Line.
I was going to ask you guys, are y'all interested at all? I have no idea. I'm like, other than Alicia Keys.
Honestly, ZZ Top for me.
ZZ Top.
I would like to see ZZ Top, but I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to see, like, any band in the context of the rodeo.
Uh-huh.
I saw Kiss at the rodeo, and that was fun.
Last year I went with clients and for work, and we went to see Jason Aldean, and I have no idea who Jason Aldean was. So I was like, what is this? And then I was like, oh my God, this guy is actually singing about a tractor. And I'm like, what the hell? Sorry, have y'all heard that? It's called like my big green tractor or some shit. I am so bad, such a bad, like, you know, country person. I don't know anything.
I'm sure it probably, I can probably tell you exactly how it goes right now, too.
Everyone was singing along like they knew the song about big green tractors. I don't own a tractor. All these people own tractors. That's why they have.
That sounds like the song title to like a Wiggles song or something.
Wiggles. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's Big Green because that's what John Deere's called. I don't know.
It was Big Green Tractor.
It's called Big Green Tractor.
Oh God.
Is it a is his Big Green Tractor though? Like, is it a euphemism for his penis? Like, that's what I want to know.
The only country star that I'd like to see is Chris Gaines.
Yeah.
If it was Chris Gaines at the rodeo, I'd be so happy. Yeah. Wouldn't it be hilarious though? It was like Thursday, it's Chris Gaines, Friday, Garth Brooks, and I'm like, oh man. And then Garth Brooks would be like, did y'all catch a show last night? Chris Gaines is great.
That would be so good. I would go see Chris Gaines at the rodeo.
I would definitely see Chris Gaines. That has to be on my list.
We also have Chainsmokers coming, which is just weird for a rodeo.
That's really weird. But they have like a lot of like the kind of like some of that stuff that like try to get the young kids up there. But I'm like, Chainsmokers, so weird.
The weirdest one for me though, Blink-182.
They're classic rock now. They are classic rock now. They hit all the tick boxes on the "Is this band a classic rock band?" Yeah. Like they're technically dad rock too, because dad's technically not like Blink-182.
They have the Matt Skiba singing right now?
Yeah, Matt Skiba's singing and playing guitar with them, and I do, like, as a pretty big fan of Alkaline Trio, I do want to see Blink-182 at some point just to see what it's like. But that being said, I don't want to see them at the rodeo, and a lot of the reason why I like Alkaline Trio so much isn't because of Matt Skiba so much as it is Dan Andriano, who, since Matt Skiba's left to do Blink-182, he's been putting out some really killer solo albums and has a band with the guy that does Nihilist Arby's that put out my favorite record last year. So,
I didn't know he was a musician. Holy shit.
Oh, the Nihilist Arby's guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's totally a musician. He's been in a lot of bands over the last, like, 20 years.
Just watching things in the context of a rodeo is really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still enjoyed Kiss, but I think Kiss made sense.
Oh, yeah. No, Kiss made
sense. And Kiss is going to put on a good show, like, regardless of where they're at, too.
Yeah. I think I've seen Kiss, like, twice, and it's never a trash show because it's just fun.
Yeah.
Watching, like, them zipline through the air, and they're, like, what, 70 years old?
Yeah, about there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we went, the Gene Simmons' wife was like sitting right in front of us, and people were freaking out. Yeah.
Oh God.
All right. Well, that's gonna be it for this week, or this bye week is it called? What is it?
This episode.
Okay, this episode. This month. There you go for this the SCN podcast, and we'll be back.
I'll see you the next episode.
We'll be back with this episode or the SCSM podcast next month. And for now, for myself, Rex and Ryan, good night, Space City.